Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Wednesday, August 10th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals began 3 days of work against the NFC North champion Minnesota Vikings on Wednesday, but it was more than just joint workouts. It was the return of former Bengals defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer, and the Vikings head coach remains highly respected in the Bengals locker room.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed when I came in as a rookie is he speaks to the 10-year vet, the all-pro tackle or all-pro whatever, and like he spoke to the rookie if they were messing up, obviously, if they weren't doing what he wanted them to do. And you got to respect that, you know. Never called you out your name, but he would, in a stern way, let you know, like, you're messing up. And you cannot help but respect that. And that's how they coach football down in Texas anyway, so I was used to it. But definitely, you know, not too many coaches are like that.
The real competition happens on Friday in the preseason opener, but the intensity level definitely rises whenever the Bengals practice against another team.
It's just good going against somebody else, you know. Either way it goes, we're going to be practicing. So I'm just happy we get to go against somebody else, and we'll see how it goes. We get a chance to get Pete, and it'll be fun.
I'm joined now by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. Lap, last year the Bengals held joint practices against the New York Giants. And frankly, I thought the Bengals dominated those practices. I didn't think that was the case today. This was a fair fight.
I agree with you, Dan. You got two division champions, AFC and NFC North champions, respectively, with 12-4 and 11-5 records. And on the hoof, when you look at these two football teams, they're good. And they're put together the same way. You know, Mike Zimmer doing what is done here in Cincinnati. He's drafted smart players that care where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, and work hard. And the thing about this workout was both the quality and quantity of the snaps, because it was good matchups everywhere, interior, on the perimeter, in the backfield. I mean, there were great matchups everywhere, quarterbacks as well, and the quantity of the snaps, ones against ones. You know, usually, you know, you're just using one field and rotating guys in, using both fields, ones against ones, twos against twos. The quantity of snaps were incredible, and the quality of the quantity of those snaps was even more incredible. So, to me, this is an even greater evaluating tool than the game is. Because, let's face it, like last year, the Giants, they played one series. If you either scored or punted, you were done, you know. So, it could be the same thing, because they work so hard today. Man, you guys, they get football conditioning done today. You can run distances and get in shape for all, but then there's football shape. When guys hold out, it's like, man, I'm not in football. This was football conditioning. Humid, wind. Know how humid it was. Man, I feel like I was in a bathtub, you know, and to have to work as many snaps as they worked and to work as hard as they worked. And I tip my cap to all of them. There wasn't anybody that was, you know, quitting on any snaps out there. The only injury of note, Billings got carted off the field on a cart. So I don't know if it's a knee injury or what, but they say he was in a little bit of pain. So hopefully it's nothing real severe, but that's the only thing that you'd consider, you know, unfortunate in terms of injury.
Saw an interesting little exchange toward the end of practice between Domantas Peko and Harrison Smith, the Pro Bowl safety for the Vikings. Domantas congratulated him on the big contract he got in the offseason. And Smith laughed and he said, man, we've been watching you guys for 3 years since Mike Zimmer got to Minnesota. They've been watching the Bengals defense, and in a lot of ways, it's a mirror image.
It is. It is exactly like looking in the mirror, Dan. And that's his training reels. You know, I mean, here's how I want it done. You know, and he has Terrence Newman, Emmanuel Lemur, players like that can speak to it, you know, on the football field. But in the classroom, when you throw that videotape on, you know, it's not the Dallas Cowboys, it's not other teams that he coached, the Atlanta Falcons, it's the Cincinnati Bengals with that double A gap that he and Paul Gunther was the guy that broke down all the pass protections, and between the two of them on the protections and on the back end, they figured out a way to have that double A gap, two linebackers in between the center and the guards, either blitzing or dropping or running as many coverages as they possibly can. They can run just about their entire defense from that double A gap scheme. So, you know, they're doing it in Minnesota. They did it here. They're doing it here in Cincinnati, and they had a lot of good work done against each other today.
If you missed the joint practice today, you've got another opportunity tomorrow. Take an early lunch break. They'll be on the practice fields at 11 in the morning on Thursday. Then the preseason opener is coming up on Friday at 7:30. Great tickets still available. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report here on Bengals.com.